Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
Welcome back, and thank you for tuning into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, our 26th year on the air covering the latest in all kinds of cool stuff today and into tomorrow. We're talking with sports tech innovator, author, and CEO of Fun With Balls, Marcos Kern. Now, you said, Marcos, that you know everything about the body. Are we wearing sensors of any sort, anything like that? I'm also, again, thinking of the radio audience first, yet to see the video, imagining this LIDAR scenario and a projector. One of the things that I loved, I interrupt myself because there's so much to talk about here, is that you could play tic-tac-toe with a ball on your wall. I mean, that kind of thing, whether you're throwing it or kicking it or whatever, I mean, it's different. It was motivating. And I could see where people can say, yeah, I'm in, I'll do that. That sounds like fun. Yeah, maybe I'm going to be winded after the second or third tic-tac-toe round. But it's a good way to say, look what this can do. And then, my gosh, as you mentioned, flying a plane through a canyon, we're exercising, but we don't realize it as much. And that makes it more fun.
That's exactly down to the point. So to answer your first question, no, you don't need any extra trackers. We love VR, but it's nothing for us because we like to be in the real reality. We like real objects. We like real complexity. No Bluetooth trackers, no extra. We track you. We track the ball we track any kind of ball. You can throw a cricket ball, a tennis ball, a baseball ball, whatever you want. You can even, some people play with stuffed little animals because they don't roll away.
Well, also it doesn't put holes in your wall. So I guess if you do a stuffed animal or a fake snowball foamy thing, you know, then no problem. Don't be throwing softballs or baseballs unless you have a very strong wall, I guess.
Some people do that actually in their garage. Like we even have videos of people like throwing like baseballs from like 20 meters away into their garage onto our systems just to prove that they have good aim. So the applications are very, very wide. Obviously, we recommend as soon as you have neighbors to use the soft foamy balls because they're also not as loud. But like I said, what we always love about this, and just like you said, even a very simple game of tic-tac-toe, once you introduce a physical element to it, like a ball, the complexity in terms of learning, cognitive skills, and coordinative skills, motor skills, hand-eye coordination, becomes so high that sometimes people even play our games and they're like, literally, they can't catch because they're focused on the ball, on the wall, stepping. But it takes very, very few minutes and you fully, like, your brain just gets used to that. And that's also just apart from the physical training, it's a very, very, very good mental workout.
Oh, it seems like it. I mean, I'm already mentally working out and haven't even tried it yet. And it seems like that's really what differentiates Olympic Active from Peloton or Mirror or some of these other things that have you involved and distracted in a good way. But this is real activity here. This is moving around and not just stationary bicycle, for example. And that's what I think is going to motivate more and more people. And I say going to because this is a product that is available how soon? Not yet, right?
Well, the bigger systems that we already have been on the market.
Yes.
Limbic Active is now launching July, August. We might even have the situation that we bring it a little bit further to the front. So we might launch a little bit earlier.
Nice.
As you know, Germans are very careful. depending on how Corona goes with our supply chains, latest July, August, it's going to be on the market.
Terrific. And hopefully, fingers crossed, earlier, because I can see this happening. Now, the next question, obvious, how much in U.S. dollars are we talking about? Because people listening are already getting motivated too. They're already in the mental state of, all right, I'm in. I want to do this too. We have to second mortgage the house to get it, or how does that work?
No. We're now targeting a price of around $1,200
to
$1,300 for the system. You also need a projector. Most people have projectors by now. Then again, about $200-$300, you can already get a good projector today. We're going to price it. The final pricing decision will be just when we start the production line.
Gotcha.
We have a couple of pretty good pre-order deals. I mean, we started on Kickstarter where we had like sold quite a few, and they started around, I think, $900, and they were gone right away. So we're thinking about a new pre-order batch maybe for some, or even just putting pre-requests. And so probably next week we have some good updates for that.
Ah, terrific. And of course, you'll keep us informed as well, because I'm anxious to tell people. So you need a projector, but as you mentioned, $200-$300, you can get a really good projector. But otherwise, everything else you provide, right? The Limbic Active system has the LiDAR you attach to the wall. Then all you need is a wall. Hopefully without a bunch of pictures and everything on it that are going to get knocked down as you get more and more active. So beyond that, you're good to go.
Exactly. And it works with all sorts of objects. The funny thing is we all already have, like, some of our beta clients already use the system, and they completely leave away the balls because they only love the motion tracking.
Uh-huh.
So they actually have a TV and a wall full of pictures, but they don't throw stuff because a lot of the thing is also movement, and you can just tap the wall and so on. But the system is, it's only this big. I don't have a prototype here, only the small one. The other ones are up there.
Oh, okay.
Everything is in there. So you have the speakers in there, you have a lighting in there, you have a computer in there, it has Wi-Fi access. So you need nothing else except a projector.
Wow. So it really is a system. It's not just one little thing you're attaching to the wall for $1,200, $1,300. It's a full system.
Yeah.
In your book, The Future of Sports, you claim that sports will change fundamentally. What does that mean? How do you see sports changing in general?
Well, we already see the biggest change of sports that ever came, which is the change in numbers.
Mm.
And if you now look, especially at sports participation, a lot of sports are growing still, but most of the sports have massive problems with participation and also with viewership and attention span. Even soccer, like the biggest sports in the world, like there's never been more kids in soccer school below 13 than today, but there's been more kids in soccer school with 15, 16, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, because that's rapidly declining. Parents are still putting their kids into soccer school, but nobody wants to follow up, because if you look at the digital offering that is around, flying a drone, Netflix, Amazon, like all these amazing things that you have, Fortnite, League of Legends, this just works with our brain, just like this amazing thing works with our communication. We're used to a different pace. Picking up a tennis racket on a Saturday afternoon, going alone to a tennis center to meet the 60-year-old guy that's going to teach you a nice swing for 3 hours. That's not an attractive offering in 2021 compared to downloading Fortnite, where all your friends are hanging out and 60 million are playing right now. You want to join? So sports has to fundamentally change the way that this product or this lifestyle or these values are actually lived and played. Otherwise, participation is going to go down. And it's simple math. If you just project what's going to be happening with the decline in participation, even big sports are going to be having massive problems in 20, 30 years.
Wow.
And at the same time, tech enables us to make everything so much more engaging, fun, and work on retention.
Well, Marcus, you are fun to talk to, and the company Fun with Balls, I get it, and I absolutely understand the whole not only marketing concept, but what you do and what drives you guys to do what you do. So we invite our audience to visit your website, limbicactive.com. It's LIMBICactive.com. You can also visit funwithballs.com because there's other stuff there too you'll get a kick out of. But the fact is, we'll get you there too when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Come see this video for sure if you're listening on the radio and not yet watching the video. You have to see what we're talking about and why I'm even motivated, and I hate exercise of any sort. What do you mean physical activity? Yeah, right here, I pick up a pen. That's physical activity enough for me. But I want to play tic-tac-toe on the wall with a ball and my grandson or something. I mean, that has got me motivated. And the $1,200 or $1,300 is a different story, but I know, like anything else with technology, prices come down as well, and you're going to sell so many of them that they become very affordable. So we'll certainly stay in touch, get you back on the show again and talk about it. What's next for you guys with Fun with Balls? I mean, I know this is the main thing, but what are you working on around the corner and into tomorrow that might be also of interest to the audience?
Well, Libic Active definitely is the big thing that we're working right now. Even the most experienced people that look at it can imagine that there's so much more hidden in this product and in the way that we can actually enable it for a multitude of different applications in the physical space. We also, our B2B business is just picking up really, really nicely again. So we're like helping schools, community centers, like all these amazing locations that have a problem of having high traffic and people moving by, not being active, to basically just have them move by while they're being active. We're also starting to work with a couple of governments. There's a couple of cool things coming up in the U.S. And there might be one or two more sports that we might tip our toe in the near future.
Very good. Well, Marcos, we wish you well. And again, stay in touch because we want to help let our audience know as things develop even further into tomorrow. Limbic Active, LIMBICactive.com. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us from Munich, Germany. And we'll stay in touch by all means.
Most definitely. It was a pleasure being on the show, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Again, limbicactive.com for more information. Intotomorrow.com is where we want to meet with you. So do join us there. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.